Blog Talk Radio.
That raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, dwells in you. Is that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, dwells in you. It shall quicken your mortal body if that Spirit dwells in you. It shall quicken your mortal body if that Spirit dwells in you. If the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, he shall quicken your mortal body, if the Spirit dwell in you. It shall quicken your mortal bodies if the Spirit dwell in you. If the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, dwells in you. If the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, we dwell in you. It shall quicken your mortal body if that Spirit dwell in you. It shall quicken your mortal body if that Spirit will dwell in you. If that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, we dwell in you. If that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, we dwell in you. It shall quicken your mortal body if that Spirit we dwell in you. It shall quicken your mortal body if that Spirit we dwell in you. It shall quicken your mortal body if that Spirit we dwell in you. It shall quicken your mortal body if that Spirit we dwell in you. It shall quicken your mortal body if that Spirit we dwell in you. It shall quicken your mortal body if the same dwell in you, that I may know him, 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 and his power, and his power, and his power of resurrection, and his power, and his power, and his power of resurrection, that I may know him, 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 and his power, and his power, and his power of resurrection, and his power, and his power, and his power of resurrection, that I may know him, 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 and his power, and his power, and his power of resurrection, and his power, and his power, and his power of resurrection, that I may know him, 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 and his power, and his power, and his power of resurrection, and his power, and his power, and his power of resurrection. Hallelujah. This is Reverend Dr. Stephen Jones, our Miracles Radio and Television Ministry, switching you all the way from Silver Spring, Maryland. I'm glad to be with you again today. God is doing a new thing, and we thank God. We give him glory for all that he has been doing in our life. We're preparing for the Easter period. So remember the death of Jesus, how he suffered and died for us on Calvary tree over 2,000 years ago when he shed his blood for remission of our sins, and by his stripes we are healed. It is the greatest event that will take place on planet Earth after the Pentecost. The death of Christ and his resurrection is the greatest event that will take place on planet Earth after the Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, because this is what the real thing that happened when Jesus died for us to be saved. Salvation is the most important thing, the same salvation of the whole world, that we might be saved. And then he died and rose again on the third day. See? These are really important events in human history. And I want to thank God for it. Our text is taken from Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, it says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. I read again Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. See, the Apostle Paul was writing here in the Word of God, says that I may know him. Oh, yes, that we might know him and the power of his resurrection. A lot of people know so many different things. A lot of people know mathematics. A lot of people know English. A lot of people know biology. A lot of people know journalism. A lot of people know chemistry. A lot of people know different types of subjects and different types of things. But do you really know Christ and the power of his resurrection? That I may know him. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Apostle Paul says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. I seek not to know nothing about you but Christ and him crucified. See, this is very, very important. It is what you know that sets you free. The truth that you know, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. We need to know the truth, what Jesus really did on Calvary's tree, and what his resurrection meant for us. Jesus died for us to be saved, and he didn't just die, he was buried, and then on the third day he resurrected according to the word of God, and he mentioned that before, we died with him in baptism, and we resurrected to live for him and live with him. What was the purpose of his death? He died for us to be saved, shed his blood for the remission of our sins, and by his stripes we are healed. He suffered and died on Calvary's tree over 2,000 years ago for you to be saved, for you to be healed, for you to be delivered. The worst thing you can ever do to yourself is for you to reject the salvation Jesus provided for you on Calvary's tree over 2,000 years ago. It is the worst thing you can ever do to yourself for you not to receive Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. It is the worst thing you can do on earth for you to reject this great salvation. And the author of Hebrews put it this way. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation. He described the salvation as so great for a man to lay his life down for you to be saved. It's so great salvation. It was a great sacrifice. It was the greatest exchange that ever took place. It was a substitutionary death. We were all sinners. We were supposed to die and go to hell. But Jesus took our place. He died for us to be saved. It was the greatest exchange of all time. We call it the great exchange. He took your place. He took my place and died for me. While we were about to go to hell, Jesus took our place. He tasted death for us. And went to hell and preached salvation. And then we're no longer going to hell no more. We are going to heaven with Jesus because he's our Lord and personal Savior. When you receive him into your life, he does a new thing in you. In that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, it shall quicken your mortal bodies. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. It says, in that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, it shall quicken your mortal body. Did the spirit of Christ live in you? Do you have the spirit of Christ in you? You need to have the spirit of Christ in you. In the realm of the spirit, there is no vacuum. You either have the spirit of Christ or you have the spirit of the devil. There is no vacuum in the realm of the spirit. You either have the spirit of God or you have the spirit of the devil. What spirit do you have today? You need to receive Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Let the spirit of God dwell in you. Let the spirit of Christ dwell in you so that you be resurrected. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, it shall quicken your mortal body. If there be no resurrection, we are of all men most miserable. But the resurrection of Jesus displayed the fact that he was the only Son of God. No other person could resurrect. Some folks tried it before and they failed. Some occult men, some magicians, they decided to die and resurrect on the third day. They couldn't. One of them died. You know, he ordered for himself to be killed. And after he was killed, he told the people before he died that he was going to resurrect. And on the day he tried to resurrect, thunder struck him, and he could not resurrect. See? Only one person can resurrect. That is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. He arose. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, he arose, thy King of Kings arose. Hallelujah, he arose, oh yes, oh yes. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, oh yes, oh yes. Hallelujah, he arose, oh yes, oh yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, he arose, thy King of Kings arose. Hallelujah, he arose, oh yes, oh yes. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, oh yes, oh yes. Hallelujah, he arose, oh yes, oh yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, he arose, thy Prince of Peace arose. Hallelujah, he arose, oh yes, oh yes. Who else will resurrect from the grave? If not Jesus, the only Son of God. In Matthew chapter 16, Jesus asked a question. He asked his disciples, he said, whom do men think they are? What do you think they are? What do people say that they are? And they started guessing. Some of them say, you are Elijah. You are Elisha. You are the prophet. You are one of the prophets. But Peter came with a revelation. you are Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus says, flesh and blood did not show you this. This is revelation knowledge. May God give you revelation knowledge of whom Jesus is. Jesus Christ is the only Son of God, whom God gave to us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. He is the only Son of God. The proof that he is the only Son of God is the resurrection morning. On the third day, Jesus rose from the grave, for death could not hold him captive. Even in that grave, Jesus, you are Lord, for death could not hold him captive. Even in that grave, Jesus is Lord. My soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit is the same. For death could not hold him captive, even in that grave. Jesus, you are Lord. For death could not hold him captive, even in that grave. Jesus is Lord. Even in that grave, Jesus, you are Lord. Even in that grave, Jesus is Lord. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. Death could not hold him captive. Even in the grave, Jesus was Lord. He charged that Satan and took the keys of hell and took the keys of Satan. He took power from Satan and proclaimed Christ to the dead in Christ, and they received the word of God. And when he resurrected on Sunday morning, the Bible says the saints of old resurrected with him. And it will see men like Daniel, like Abraham, like Joseph walking in the streets of Jerusalem. There is resurrection power. Beloved, he has power over life. Jesus raised the dead. He gave that power. And he raised life, he raised dead. No Jesus, no life. No Jesus, no life. No Jesus, no life. No Jesus, no life. God raised him from the dead in Acts of Apostles chapter 2, verse 32. Acts of Apostles chapter 2, verse 32. The word of God says, God raised Christ from the dead. God raised him from the dead. Because the enemies thought they could hold him in the grave, and they put their soldiers here and there to guide the grave. But when the power of God came, it knocked down those soldiers, and they had no choice. And the stone was rolled away by the angels, and then the King of Kings came out triumphantly and gloriously, and he was risen. The proof that he is the only Son of the living God. No one else should have resurrected like him. Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and is the soon coming King, coming to rapture the church. And that is the greatest event that is going to take place on planet Earth, the rapture of the church. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 15, it says, the trumpets shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall arise first. And then we who are alive shall be caught up to be with him in the air. There is a rapture coming. Are you ready? Jesus is coming to catch his church away. The trumpets shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall arise first. The dead saints, the dead Christians shall arise first, and then we who are alive shall be caught up with him. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16 to the end. Are you ready for the rapture? It is the greatest event that we are expecting, and it could take place anytime. The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew, Gospel chapter 24, he said, when shall these things be? Jesus said, you don't have to know. I don't know. The angels don't know. Only the Father knows. Someday, the trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall arise first, and then we who are alive shall be caught up to be with him. Are you ready for that great day? Will you be ready when the Lord shall come? Will you be ready when the Lord shall come? I will be ready, I will be ready. I will be ready when the Lord shall come. I will be ready, I will be ready. I will be ready when the Lord shall come. In a twinkle of an eye, at the last trump, we shall be changed. We shall be transformed. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 to the end, the Apostle Paul made a clear description. He said, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but at the trumpet sound, we shall be changed, and we shall rise up with him. Because he resurrected, he is going to resurrect us. Christ is going to lift us up, and then we're going to be with him. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51 to 52. There is the resurrection coming. Are you going to follow, or are you going to be left behind? A lot of people are not going to be ready. In Matthew chapter 24, Jesus described it. Say, two shall be grinding at the meal. Two women shall be grinding at the meal. One shall be taken, and the other one left behind. Two people shall be in the same house. One is going with Jesus, and one is left behind. Some people may be worshiping in a church. Some are going to heaven, some are not. Where do you belong? He's coming to rapture a clean church, a holy church. Not a church of compromise, not a simple church. He's not coming to rapture unclean folks. He's coming to pick his own. The Lord knows those who are his. He knows his sheep. Where are you? Where do you belong? Are you for Jesus or for the devil? You live carelessly and you cover up with church. We are not talking about going to church. Everybody goes to church. The devil goes to church too. We're talking about you being saved. We're talking about you being born again. We're talking about you living a holy life. Without righteousness, no one shall see the Lord. Without holiness, no one shall see the Lord. Heaven is not a place for ragamuffins. Heaven is not a place for thieves and rogues and harlots and prostitutes. Heaven is not a place for all kind of stuff. It is a place made for those who are ready to worship God and serve God and glorify God, those who are ready to live a holy life. You cannot go up there with your fornication and adulterous life. You cannot go up there stealing and lying and doing all kind of stuff. God is not coming for you. Jesus is coming to rapture a clean church, a holy people, a righteous people, a peculiar people. God is not going to tolerate sin in heaven. It has happened before. It's not going to happen again. Your life must be clean. You must live a holy life. Without holiness, no one shall see the Lord. This is the hour of salvation. This is the hour of deliverance. This is the hour of miracle for you to be saved. Now, today is the day of salvation. Don't you postpone it no more because you don't know what is going to happen next. All kinds of things are happening, earth tremors and earthquakes and all kinds of calamities and storms and thunderstorms and planes are being run into buildings and people are dying in thousands every day. Where are you going? When you leave this earth, will you be going to heaven or are you going to hell? When you follow Jesus, heaven will be your home. When you don't follow Jesus, hell will be your home. and it will be burning in the lake of fire, and the worms die it not. This is the time for you to make a decision to follow Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior and have him in your life. I pray for you today that the Holy Spirit will come into your heart and convict you and convict you, that you might know the truth, that the truth shall set you free. Wherever you are, bow your head, lay your hands on yourself, and I pray that the Spirit of God will do a work in you right now, that you will receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, be born again and be filled with the Holy Spirit, so that on the last day you shall have heaven as your home. In the name of Jesus, I pray that salvation will be your portion today. Deliverance will be your portion today. Healing will be your portion today. Jesus is your hope. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Receive him today, and you have the Prince of Peace and the Lord of Lords ruling and reigning in your life for you to have eternal life. What shall it profit you if you gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Feel free to email us today, ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. You can call us on the phone, area code 240-552-5899, 240-552-5899, or 202-460-7110, 202-460-7110. Welcome you to Worship With Us at the Jesus Christ Global Mission. Every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 7 p.m. daily, we have Word of God prayer and ministrations at the Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, Suite LS2, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910. We want you to come with your friends and family. God will do you good. Also, on Monday and Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. daily, we have Word Explosion and Miracle Services at the Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, Suite LS2, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910. Come and receive what God has for you. Jesus loves you, Felicia and I. We say God bless you abundantly. In Jesus' name, visit our website, www.agapechristianfellowship.bbnow.org. agapechristianfellowship.bbnow.org. And you get more information about our ministry. We love you, and Jesus loves you too. We're going to be praying for you all the time. Feel free to write us, Hour of Miracles Radio, Hour of Miracles Radio, Post Office Box 281, Lanham, Maryland, 20703. Hour of Miracles Radio, Post Office Box 281, Lanham, Maryland, 20703. We'd like to receive your prayer requests and your write us, let us know what God is doing in your life, and we are ready to pray with you and counsel with you, and I know God will do you good. You got to know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Holy Spirit, have your way now in the life of your people. Jesus, have your way. Holy Ghost, do a new thing in the life of that boy, that girl, that man, that woman that have had your word today. Holy Ghost, have your way now. Do your thing in their lives, oh God. Let there be salvation right now. Let there be deliverance, healing, and miracle, signs and wonders in the lives of the people that have had your work today. In the name of Jesus, bless them, oh God. And let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. God loves you and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I really love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I really love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you and we love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you. Please email this message to all your people. Forward it to them. Let them know that Jesus loves them and we love them too. Forward this message to all your friends. Email it to them. And let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. Email it to them, forward it to them, and let them enjoy this same message. We're going to be broadcasting, then you'll hear more of this teaching. God bless you for listening, in Jesus' name. That I may know him, that I may know him. That I may know him, that I may know him, and his power, and his power, and his power of resurrection, and his power, and his power, and his power of resurrection, that I may know him. That I may know him, that I may know him, that I may know him, and his power, and his power, and his power of resurrection, and his power, and his power. And his power of resurrection, that I may know him, 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 and his power, and his power, and his power of resurrection. And his power, and his power, and his power of resurrection. The time Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Jesus is my resurrection and the life. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Jesus is my resurrection and the life. Jesus is my resurrection and the life. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Jesus is my resurrection and the life. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Jesus is my resurrection and the life. Hosanna is here. Hosanna is here. Hosanna is here. He that cometh from above. Hosanna is here. Hosanna is here. Hosanna is here. King of kings.